If he gets reelected, I'm moving to Canada.
Listen up, blue staters. You know, we admire your can-do attitude when you say things like that. But whoa, big guy, it's not that simple. You don't just jump on a plane in your sweats and crash on the couch at our place for the next 4 years. You have to apply, you have to qualify, you have to take a test, you have to be approved, you have to whip out the credit card and say some nice shit about the Queen.
Canada Curious? This is the Yes We Canada podcast, the progressive's guide to getting the fuck out.
I'm Matt Zimbel.
And I'm Mio Edelman. And we can help. So Matt, I was just in Portland, Oregon for a few weeks. And as soon as people knew I was Canadian, they'd say things like, hey, see you in November. Like as in when this election is over, we're coming with our entire, we're loading the van and we're coming up.
I know. There. And they always like make it sound like, yeah, we're just going to come. Like we're just coming. We're coming.
At the same time, the pollsters are, you know, it's all good. Nothing to worry about. Our guy's going to win. He's ahead by 10 points. You know, but the polls in 2016, they weren't even close either. Like there was still a big difference.
Look, I say to all my American brothers and sisters, come on up, the socialism's fine. But really, you have to know a few things because there's a few different ways to apply to become a Canadian immigrant. The best place to start is the Canadian Immigration and Citizenship website, www.cic.gc.ca, which you can easily find by scrolling down past six or seven websites that pretend they can help you immigrate to Canada faster and cheaper. Because I know a guy.
The Canadian government is six or seven down on the list?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, you're going to love the CIC website because it's got a really cool feature called the Come to Canada Wizard.
Come on.
No, I'm serious.
Please.
Mio, I'm telling you.
This sounds like getting tickets for a theme park or something.
Exactly, like a Harry Potter thing, right? So here's the thing. You can select a program or a stream of immigration that you think you might qualify for. Like, say you're going to apply under Blue State Refugee Humanitarian Asylum.
Seriously?
They don't have that.
Okay. They will in November.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Then what you need to do is you need to take a short qualifying test online.
Mm-hmm.
And the app will tell you if you qualify to immigrate to Canada based on your answers. I took the test.
How did you do?
I didn't qualify.
What?
I didn't qualify. I'm a Canadian citizen. I didn't qualify. So I did what every self-respecting American would do in this circumstances. I changed my answers. So easy.
They let you take it again?
Oh yeah.
They should just come and deport you if you can't. Like, what are you doing here if you couldn't pass the test?
Yeah, and when I came here, there was no test. I came here in 1971.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, I cheated and I also went on the cic.gc.ca website. I didn't cheat on the test. I cheated by going to check it out. You told me not to do that. But so it's kind of weird. You can watch a video tutorial where you'll meet David.
Okay.
Some random white guy who works for the Canadian Immigration Services. And both you and I know David is a professional actor, probably brought in from the States of all places.
That would be right.
Because he did some B movie a few years ago that went direct to DVD. And God knows there's no Canadian leading men who could ever deliver the role of a lifetime hosting
a
how-to
role.
Video
yeah.
for Canadian Immigration Services. That's bizarre.
How was his performance?
It was mesmerizing. As a federal bureaucrat, was recorded in 2012.
Okay.
So this is that tells you how good it was. They've kept it around during the regime of Prime Minister Stephen Harper, our former Conservative Party leader, who served for nine of the most embarrassing years to be a Canadian on the world stage.
You see, the recent Conservative reign in our country, which lasted for 9 years,
it was terrible.
It was a time when there was no forward-looking innovation. There was no compassion towards those less fortunate. None of that stuff existed. The best way for me to explain to you in a historical context what a gang of fucking nincompoops the government was comes from a meeting I had with a senior deputy minister at a department that shall go unnamed.
What was the name of the department?
Department of Natural Resources. So the deputy minister was shaking his head in horror when I arrived for the meeting because he was recounting how his minister had insisted that the word abreast, as in The minister will keep you abreast of the situation.
Up to date.
Exactly. Mm. He wanted that deleted from a speech because it was too sexual.
Are you kidding me? Give me a break.
Sorry, dude. The minister will let you know when the situation is tits up. That's too sexual. Now, this will not likely be on the test for your immigration. But if anything changes, I promise to keep you a tits of the situation.
Tits. This is terrible.
Okay, back to David, the guy who's hosting our online tutorial.
The American imposter.
That's right. Now, David's wearing a pair of gray slacks and a beige V-neck sweater. I guess you might call this look bureaucrat casual or something.
Mm-hmm. Bureaucrat casual, yeah.
He brings us through the application process with one essential counsel. And in the interest of a compelling podcast, we shall paraphrase. Mio?
Please pay attention to the fucking application and answer all the bejesus questions. This isn't a jazz application, people. Don't be improvising shit. Just give us the facts on the lines we want those facts on, or we're going to send you back your application unprocessed.
Let's look for a second at that threat. Not the threat of immigration, the threat from immigration. Your application will remain unprocessed.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the word process is very, very important to a bureaucrat.
All I know is that you've said the word process several times. I'm not sure the point that you're trying to make.
Stay with the process. Yeah. Now, I know that process is an important word to bureaucrats because when I'm not trying to, you know, sneak all these American people into the country, I create and produce large-scale shows for state celebrations. I did Canada Day on Parliament Hill in 2001 and 2005 and 2011. Now, Canada Day on Parliament Hill, for our American listeners, it's like your Independence Day at the National Mall, just with less open carry and one-tenth of the budget. Canada Day, which used to be known as Dominion Day, is on July 1st, and it is the celebration of the founding of your new country in 1867, over 150 years ago. Now, people, focus, focus, focus. These are questions that will be
on the test.
Now, one learns a lot about one's adopted country when one is charged with creating and staging a show to celebrate the nation's values at their nationally televised annual birthday party. The Prime Minister, assorted dignitaries, and usually over 100,000 Canadians and three tourists are in attendance in front of our most iconic government buildings in our capital city. I learned a lot about Canada doing these shows, but what I learned the most is that bureaucrats love process. Process is tangible and is deeply connected to rules, whereas things like creativity are less tangible and require the employment of risk. And risk for public servants wishing to keep their employment is too risky. This is why when you go to Ottawa, our capital city, the seat of our federal government, you will find huge office towers full of government employees. And surrounding all of those buildings are hundreds of more modest offices of psychologists and therapists. Oh yeah, and lots of sex shops. Though I've never had it there myself, sex is apparently very popular in Ottawa. A few years ago, in fact, the hookup website for married people, Ashley Madison, was compromised.
Compromised? Digitally compromised?
Yes, digitally compromised. And it was revealed that there were more Ashley Madison members in Ottawa than in any other city in the country. And for the test, you should know that Ottawa is only the sixth largest city in the country. Here is a possible citizenship test question. Please select three.
In Ottawa, federal civil servants are efficient, paid by the government, horny.
Now, from a lot of personal experience, I will tell you that for the most part, bureaucrats and public servants that you come into contact with in our country are very professional. They're very helpful. They're very respectful. This is not France.
Mais non, monsieur, ce n'est pas possible, bof.
In Montreal, I recall going to get my license renewed. The motor vehicle office was a 5-minute walk from my loft, and from the time I stepped into the office until the time I walked out with a new license, a new healthcare card, which I didn't even know I needed, and a new photo, 8 minutes had elapsed. Stunned, I complimented the public servant, Merci pour votre service spectaculaire. You see, you already know more French than you thought. The public servant said to me, thank you, sir. We pride ourselves on our efficiency. Well, holy shit. I thought you prided yourselves on having a job for life and doing as little as humanly possible. But hats off to you. You're right. I'm wrong. I have never thought of the bureaucracy in the same light. Respect. Why would I have thought that? Well, I was having lunch with a friend who worked for the federal government once, and she suddenly looked at her watch in horror and said, oh, shit, I have to get back to the office. I don't want to miss my break. Okay, then. Now, though this will surely not be on the test, I must share a little more of my personal voyage with what we can call Immigrant Does Canada Day. Canada Day on Parliament Hill is a very difficult show to produce. It's broadcast on national TV, radio, and online. The weather is always an issue. There are numerous different unions, huge pyrotechnics, high-level security, the flying acrobatics jet team, the snowbirds, dignitaries, wannabe dignitaries, and lots of medium rock stars. But the number one big problem for a producer is the Prime Minister's office has a direct view on the stage during rehearsals. I've produced the show under the watchful eyes of three different prime ministers, and let me assure you that a prime minister has never served who did not also fancy himself as a bit of a freelance artistic director. Suffice it to say, what can go wrong will, by way of example. The Governor General is conveyed to Parliament Hill by a horse-drawn carriage called the landau. This is called pageantry. The landau arrives, and the Governor General is greeted by the Prime Minister. This is called protocol. The horses then have a gigantic bowel movement directly in front of the Prime Minister. This is called a shit show. On Canada Day 2012, a show I did not produce, I was watching TV from the comfort of my home when an enormous pile of horse shit landed directly in front of the Right Honourable Stephen Harper, my least favorite prime minister. It was a divine pleasure. You could only see the pile when the TV director went to the wide shot. And let me assure you, if I was in the TV mobile truck that day, I'd be screaming. Well, actually, I'm not a screamer. It's not polite, and it does not contribute to a positive creative workplace. But I would be politely saying into my headset, cameras, please stay wide on the Prime Minister. People, wide on the PM. Poop in the shot, please. Don't ding the dung. Cam 7, your shot is not shitty enough. Cam 5, pan the poop. Pan the poop, please. People, people, keep the shit in the shot. Stay wide. Stay wide. Stay wide. Good. Very nice. Very nice. Stand by and cue the video wipe.
Wow, that was quite the story, Matt. What does that have to do with taking the test to come to Canada or being an immigrant? I don't really understand.
Well, for me, the reason that I recounted that story, other than to kind of boast about my activities.
Clearly.
Clearly.
No, we got that part.
Oh, that part you understood.
Yeah.
Well, the other part is that, honestly, it was such an honor for me to be an immigrant and to be charged with celebrating the country's birthday. And because it's such a personal thing, you know, it's how you celebrate a country. It's such an incredible opportunity. So I was always very honored to have that position.
Okay, there's one thing I want to check with you, though.
Okay.
You said that when you came to Canada as a young teenager or whatever, you didn't have to take a test to come here.
No.
And then you recently did take the test.
And failed.
And you failed. Not only did you fail, you then cheated.
Yes, but I'm American. I'm American. Whoa.
No.
I held my American citizenship. We can cheat. That's what we do. We cheat.
Okay, but you said at the beginning
Softwood
of this.
Softwood lumber? Can I? No?
You said at the beginning of this that we were going to help people learn how to take the test.
We will.
Well, is there anything else you want to say? Because, I have a couple of things that I could tell them, but is there anything else you want to say about the test?
Well, they're going to get a booklet and they have to study it hard.
Okay. We got to get out of here for obvious reasons. But before we do, I have an academic message, Matt.
Okay.
Trust me, this will be on the test, so focus. Canada is a parliamentary monarchy. The Governor General is the Queen's representative in Canada. We have a queen.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in England. You mm-hmm. may have heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
She's served us with dignity since just after Christ, Muhammad, and Vishnu were born. Also important to note that in the past 24 years, this is really important, two of our last four governor generals arrived in Canada as the children of immigrants.
Wow.
That part may not be on the test, but I'm telling you this so you know. you come here, you get a shot at this governor general gig. That's not so bad.
What a great gig it is, too. I mean, there's a huge house,
mm-hmm.
incredible gardens, a staff of more than 120 unhappy people, 35-piece marching band, a killer wine cellar, a landau, and a few incontinent horses.